this year's a bit unusual because there's a number of farmers who have already completed their seeding operations. Some are a bit over halfway through. Others, well, in between, finished halfway, three quarters of the way through.
Is it unusual in that they were able to get a good start because there was actually a break to the season?
Yeah, it was awesome. For the first time in about 7 years, we had an opening break which was conducive to a good season, and that it was on Anzac Day, the 25th of April.
Which, of course, is that traditional start date for so many farmers, I suppose, in their minds. Was it good to see that it actually finally happened, like you said, after so many years of pretty tough seasonal conditions out here in the Eastern Wheatbelt?
Yes, Tara. In fact, I've been here 24 years, and it was the first time it actually rained on Anzac Day, so we didn't mind getting a bit wet at the service. But, look, it's awesome. What's happened, of course, is we have had a good germination of such things as barley grass, silver grass, other weeds that normally prove fairly difficult to kill post-emergent.
So what sort of rainfall tallies have you heard around the district?
Around about the 80 mils for April, which is just unheard of. And of course the other thing is we never really had any summer rains, which causes summer weeds. We always say that summer rains are good for stored moisture, but really I think the jury's still out on that.
Now, of course, driving through the region last night, I certainly saw plenty of tractor lights going round and round and up and back. Are farmers putting in a little bit more than they normally would, or are they sticking to the original plan?
Most farmers are trying to put in a little more. Our sheep numbers, unfortunately, are lower than in previous years. Farmers had to get rid of stock because, one, they had no water, two, they had no feed. So it was just one of those logistic nightmares of trying to get rid of sheep into an area where there was a surplus. And, of course, Esperance last year took a lot of our livestock. So not many livestock around. There's more areas to crop. So farmers are going for broke this year, just hoping to grab that 1 year in 12 or 1 year in 20 where they can really make a killing.
What's the nutrient bank looking like in many of the soils?
Tara, phosphorus levels are higher than they were, say, 8 or 9 years ago, because farmers generally have always put on phosphates. You know, they remember their dad saying that you never go broke by putting on super. So, yeah, the fertiliser banks have gone up. Nitrogen levels too, they're varied. Some are better, some are a bit low, but farmers this year will be putting on sufficient phosphorus for an average crop, and they will have soil reserves to kick them up to bumper yields of 2 or 3 tonnes if the season provides.
And of course there would have been a few farmers who have got bogged this year for the first time in a long time.
Yes, yeah, there's some boys have come home from school, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, and they're so used to wiping dust from their eyes and trying to keep dust off the windscreens of their tractors. And this year it's mud, glorious mud. So, yes, we've seen spray rigs bogged, we've seen trucks bogged, we've seen utes bogged and tractors. So it's, yeah, back to what it used to be like.
And, of course, just waiting for that much-needed next rain.
Yes, hopefully that's just around the corner. The good thing is I like to see a little bit of dust just behind the seeding equipment for farmers who are using full cut or nearly full cut, because it does ensure that you're getting a good weed kill. But, yeah, let's drown that dust out and make it muddy again.
And, of course, we know that there were certainly farmers in the past few years who either decided to not put crop in at all or to only put a small portion in because of the rainfall. Now that that rain has come this season, what sort of optimism are you seeing walking into the shop?
The optimism is, well, something we haven't seen for 7 years, and now everyone's just having a look and trying to scrape in that last paddock they've got. It hasn't rained for a while, but the soil is still quite moist, and there's rain coming within the week, and that's just going to top everything up, keep our moisture levels and, of course, our optimism filled to the brink.